Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Stand up for your country. So one of the reasons this broadcast, this is not a podcast, by the way, this is a broadcast, is so important. So we cover things that the corrupt corporate media will not cover, things that are important to you. And today we're going to demonstrate that very vividly. So yesterday there was a Senate hearing on whether Americans are safe. Pretty important, wouldn't you say? No coverage across the board. Zero. I understand the war in the Middle East, of course. You couldn't wedge this in? Well, we are. And that's the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So are we safe in America? The answer is no, we're not, because nobody really on the planet is safe. And right now, we are our security is going down. It's going down in two ways. The open border, we all know that. Inexplicably, the president of the United States has opened the border, doesn't seem to care about the massive amount of people and narcotics coming over it. And then locally in cities like New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, St. Louis, on and on and on, we've got a violent core in the poor neighborhoods. I think that's fair to say. I mean, it's out of control. And so we're not really safe. Individuals who have money are in a better position, but working class and poor Americans are not. So yesterday, the hearing was held by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. The two main guests were Alejandro Mayorkas, and FBI Director Christopher Wray. So Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, who appears on the No Spin News periodically, he believes that Wray, the head of the FBI, has allowed corruption into the agency. And therefore, that corruption has lessened the effectiveness of the FBI. Roll tape one.
The American people want to believe and have trust in the FBI. We want credibility and integrity restored to your institution. But Director Wray, you have not done that since assuming office. And I could go through a long laundry list of the reasons why that trust has been violated.
So needless to say, I disagree with your characterization, not only of my own performance, but of our workforce. I will tell you, when it comes to trust and confidence, the number of people applying to be special agents of the FBI has gone up dramatically since I've been FBI director.
But that doesn't really matter. We're not talking about recruits. We're not talking about agents in the field. We're talking about the FBI not doing one thing that I can find, and if I'm wrong, I will tell you, not one thing to investigate high-level charges of corruption against President Biden. Nothing. Now, Ray works for the Attorney General, okay, who certainly is the weakest Attorney General, I think, in the history of this country. I mean, I have never, and I'm a historian, I'm going back, and I'm looking at, is there anybody weaker than Merrick Garland? Maybe Trump's first AG, the Senator Sessions from Alabama, he was pretty weak, I have to say. And that he was given that job because he was an early supporter of Trump's presidency. He never should have been there. But Merrick Garland is embarrassing. Oh, I'm not paying attention. I'm not really looking. I don't really know. Come on. Now, Ray is smarter than Garland, but Ray is following orders as well. And the orders are leave the Bidens alone. And we have demonstrated that beyond any reasonable doubt. If anybody disagrees with that, is simply irrational. Okay. The second soundbite is the open border, obviously, and the stats bear it out, is allowing nefarious individuals, both criminals and terrorists, to come in here in a much easier way from abroad. Again, there's no two sides to that. That's the truth. World Cape 2.
Director Ray, you said in your testimony the threats, they're not getting any easier to deal with. Would having a secure border, would that make your job easier?
Well, I will let Secretary America speak for border security, but I will tell you that the threats that we have to contend with that are attributed to the border, cartel violence, distribution of fentanyl, et cetera, are a major challenge.
The answer is yes. Your job would be a whole lot easier if you were to have to deal with over 70,000 special interest aliens coming from countries that are of concern to us.
So the reason Ray won't do that is because he doesn't want to embarrass the Biden administration, which is propping up Mayorkas. So this is what the swamp is all about. You don't tell the truth to the American people. You don't represent the American people's interests. You represent the interests of the person who could fire you. So Reagan get fired tomorrow by Biden, President Biden. All right, so he's not going to say anything or do anything that's going to go against Biden. This is not what the country needs. We need a robust federal law enforcement agency. We don't have it. Now, again, it's not the agents themselves. I always do that. We're not disparaging FBI agents. Now, it's tough to get into the FBI. And you got to be bright and you got to have a background check. You got to be honest. And we applaud those agents. The leadership is horrible. Christopher Wray is awful. Awful. And Merrick Garland, again, if you know of a worse attorney general in the history of this country, please send me his name. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. All right. I study this stuff. All right, the final soundbite is an outrageous thing that happened in the Homeland Security Agency. So as I said, Alejandro Mayorkas is the boss. One of his employees, all right, put out a internet tweet or posture post or something supporting Hamas after they killed the Israeli civilians. I'm going to tell you all about that in a minute, but I need to set it up for the soundbite. Okay? So here you have somebody who's working inside the Homeland Security Department who's applauding Hamas. Roll the tape.
This is Nuja Ali, an employee of the Department of Homeland Security, who posted these comments on October the 7th. That's not all she posted. She also posted this graphic. Now, this is a fake graphic, I want to be clear, but I think we understand it. This is a paraglider, a Hamas paraglider, depicted here with a machine gun flying into Israel. She posted it under her online alias with the celebratory Free Palestine. Mr. Secretary, what's going on here?
That individual has been placed on administrative leave.
So she's not been fired?
Number two.
Why has she not been fired?
Number two, the individual was hired in 2019.
Why has she not been fired?
Number three, I cannot speak to an ongoing personnel matter.
Oh, that's just a bunch of crap. He can't speak to an ongoing personnel matter? He's the head of the department. Now, what if this woman, her name is Nujwa Ali. She works in the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service. What if she had put out a post that said, I really like the Proud Boys. I think the Proud Boys are really good. You think she would not have been fired? Now, this is insane. I mean, this crosses every line. Anybody who would do that, a government official that would applaud Hamas's murder, they're gone. There's no, I can't comment on personal matters. They're gone. Not suspended. They're okay. They get their walking papers. In any decent administration, that's what would happen. But Mayorkas is so cowardly, so weak, so incompetent, that he doesn't understand that. See, these people all think they're doing a good job. This is the horror of it all. Ray and Garland and Mayorkas and Biden and Kamala, they all think they're doing a great job. They live in a world of delusion and in some cases, destruction. And this is what we have. And that's the memo.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Joe Biden went to Minnesota today raising money on our dime, taxpayer funded. He gave some remarks about Bidenomics, how great it is. You can decide for yourself if it's great for you. But the primary thing is he wants money for the upcoming presidential race. Consumer confidence, according to the Conference Board, which tracks this, is down for the third straight month. The reason it is down is because prices keep going up for necessities. See, they'll razzle-dazzle you with macroeconomic data. Chris Cuomo did that to me about a month ago on News Nation. By the way, I'll be on News Nation tonight in the 8 o'clock hour talking about this anti-Semitic hatred. So you might want to check that out. But Chris Cuomo, and it's also rerun at 11 if you miss it at 8. Chris Cuomo's giving me all this macroeconomics. I said, look, you can do this all day long. It's what people are spending in the grocery store and at the gas station that's going to matter. And that's true. And then insurance premiums and everything connected to your life. And finally, the conference board says that a U.S. recession over the next 12 months is 69% likely. I don't know. I thought that we'd have a recession before this, but consumers continue to spend. They don't have any money. Debt is rising, but I don't know about that. All right, so last week we covered Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi coming to the White House. You may remember that. Nobody else covered that but us. I shouldn't say that because you'll always find somebody. But I told you, nobody's going to cover this, but this is important. So Wang Yi, who's Xi, the president of China, they're like that. He comes, whatever they told Wang, he went back to Beijing. And now Biden and Xi are going to meet in San Francisco somewhere between November 11th and 17th, because there's a big economic summit taking place in San Francisco. And I'm just worried that the people involved at this summit aren't going to get to the meeting place because the homeless people will engulf them and try to sell them fentanyl. And you know, it's pretty hard in San Francisco now to walk down the street, so that might be a problem. I mark my words, before this summit, the authorities in California are going to go in and they're going to sweep these people out. You wait and see. You wait and see. Okay, so this is a good thing that Xi and Biden are meeting. Any kind of face-to-face to lessen tensions with China is good for America. Let's keep that in mind. All right, so let's get back to the FBI. So, you know, Senator Chuck Grassley, he's been there since the Civil War, Nebraska guy, Iowa guy, I'm sorry, we get that wrong, I don't know why. So Grassley has been in Senate a long time, Iowa. And he is concerned about the FBI not investigating Hunter and Joe Biden. So he writes 8 days ago a letter to President Biden. Here is a portion of the letter, quote, "Based on the information provided in my office over a period of years by multiple credible whistleblowers, there appears to be an effort within the Justice Department and FBI to shut down investigative activity relating to the Biden family. Such decisions point to significant political bias infecting the decision-making of not only the Attorney General and the FBI Director, but also line agents and prosecutors. A Republican cannot survive such a political infection, and you have an obligation to this country to clear the air." That's to President Biden. Okay? Of course, Biden did not reply to it because Biden is not clearing anything. Because if he does, he could be in very serious trouble, which he will be anyway. Eventually, they're going to get to this. You know that. Anyway, I read you that because I wanted to talk with one of our top guests, Brett Tomlin, former prosecutor, a federal prosecutor, about the FBI. So let's do away with all, bring him on in. Let's do away with all the FBI agents aren't at fault, because we all know that. All right. And we don't have to say that. It's been said way too many times. You watch Christopher Wray. All right. And you worked in that Justice Department. Is this a guy that inspires confidence to you?
Bill, thanks for having me on. Not only did I work in the Department of Justice, I was in the Department of Justice the same time as Chris Wray and worked with him on several different DOJ committees. And I'll tell you, you know, you summarized what I think the American people really need to know about Chris Wray. And that is, he will not be a man of courage. And right now, this country in the Department of Justice needs men and women of courage that are willing to say, we will investigate. We don't care about your politics. We're not going to try to cover for anyone. The same guy that would authorize these ridiculous investigations into Donald Trump when it should be a civil matter that's handling some of the disputes, is refusing to pursue what is clear racketeering behavior, money laundering, bribe, movement of money to avoid detection. We now know the sourcing investigation was done. They actually connected the dots. Now we know they had to do quite a bit to avoid holding the Biden family accountable.
So they got the information from various people, and then they, what they call, dumped it. They wouldn't pursue it. They said it was Russian disinformation, whatever excuse, they wouldn't aggressively do it. Now, what I don't understand is this. Comey was a disaster, right? The former FBI chief, he was a disaster. And all his lieutenants were ridiculous, very partisan Democratic people. And then Trump comes in and he appoints Wray. Now, I don't know. Maybe Wray was Elliot Ness at one time, and then all of a sudden he lost it. I don't know. But Trump appointed Wray, right?
Well, that's right. You know, the Trump ignorance on Wray and on, you know, who he could trust or who he should listen to really is turning into be, you know, maybe his largest mistake as a president. It was apparent way back then that Chris Wray was not the candidate that was going to exercise, you know, independence and courage and be a force in that.
How was that apparent? Let me stop you. Let's get specific. How was that apparent? Because I didn't know. When Trump said, oh, I'm going to give the job to Chris Wray, I wasn't here going, what? I didn't know. How was it apparent to you?
It was apparent to me having worked. There are a certain cross section of individuals that are born and bred in Washington, D.C. They are angling for appointment positions. When an administration comes in that's not their party, they stay in D.C. They wait it out. Then they push for a position back when the new administration comes. It's this revolving door. It's happening all the time. You wouldn't know that if you're Donald Trump and you're jumping into Washington, D.C. He really would have had to have listened to some folks that said, hey, let's bring in an outsider that has law enforcement credentials, has worked it, you know, with the FBI, or has the chops to come in here that you actually might have some confidence in. I wouldn't put someone in that position that I didn't know. I would have to know that individual and their background and know that, you know, there's someone that I could trust. The amount of advice that he has to give to the president is substantial.
Here's the ultimate irony. Chris Christie wanted that job. And remember, Christie was a big Trump supporter in the beginning. And Trump didn't give it to him. And I don't know why. Okay. Now Christie hates Trump more than anybody. And I know it's because he didn't get that attorney general job. So it is the swamp was not drained by Donald Trump. Let's be honest. It wasn't drained. I mean, maybe he tried. I don't know how hard. He had a lot of other things to deal with, which he did a good job on, the economy being number one, and then he had COVID. So I'm not, I'm not unreasonable here. But let's get back to the FBI. Traditional conservative Americans have no trust in the Bureau. None. When a guy like Ray can get up and ask a direct question, would it be better for the FBI if the border were responsibly policed, and he won't answer the question, you know it's all over. I mean, when I see that, I go, if politics comes before public safety, that's the bottom line on this, isn't it? Politics comes before public safety.
What an outrageous moment. I'm glad you highlighted it, because if there was ever a question that was simple to answer, it would be that it is unbelievably more difficult if the border is not secure. I mean, you need someone like John Ratcliffe, the former, you know, director of national intelligence, who was a U.S. attorney, to be in that position that says, that doesn't care about politics and wants to say, guess what? Mayorkas, you need to secure the border. It's not secure. We have pockets of terrorists that we already know are in this country. What about all the ones we don't know?
And not only that, but the FBI does narcotics work. And the FBI knows that most of the crime in this country is generated by drug addicts. And now addicts have more product cheaper on the streets than at any other time in the history of this country because of the open border. So you got a twofer. You got foreign threats, the people coming across, and then you got hundreds of thousands of Americans killing themselves with the drugs that are unimpeded coming across the border. And then you got Ray going, you can ask Mayorkas. It's pretty depressing. Tommy, you got to get back in the game, man. I want you to be FBI director. Can we make that happen somehow?
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah, but you're out there in Utah. You're on the slopes. You're waving at everybody. Come on, you got to get back in the game. We got to get you in there. We appreciate it, Brett. Thanks very much. We'll talk soon. All right. Here's a fraud for you. So I'm reading the news summary today, and which I do every day. And I see a poll, and the poll asks a question, should the USA call for a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel? And I'm going to give you the poll numbers in a minute. But then I see a group that put the poll out. It's called Data for Progress. And I go, I don't know about that group. It's not Gallup, it's not Pew, it's not one of the colleges, it's Data for Progress. In my mind. So I asked my crack staff, and they are very, very good, find out what this Data for Progress is. And remember now, this poll is being quoted by a number of news agencies. They're not identifying what Data for Progress is. They're just giving you the poll numbers. Okay. George Soros gave this group $3.5 million. okay, through a group called the Tides Foundation, T-I-D-E-S. Tides Foundation is the big crew that does all the far left progressive donations. And Soros is the guy behind the Tides Foundation, number one. Number two, this poll, okay, reflects nothing. Because we asked, we said, okay, 1,329 likely voters. Well, who were they? They're telling us who they were. All right, here's the results of the poll. Should the U.S. call for a ceasefire? 66% say yes, 25% say no. That's bull. That's a lie. That's a fraud perpetuated by this group, Data for Progress. Now, they can say, oh, that are our numbers, but you skewed it because it's you. It's you. It's Soros. It's Tides. This is what you want the American people to think. And I guarantee you, people around the country, news people, they don't know what Data for Progress is. And they don't look it up. They don't care. They just spit the number out to give the far left more propaganda. That's how this game works. Which is why you're here, because I don't allow that. It makes me so angry. I'm going to take a look. It's hard to find individuals who use polling, but if I find them, I'm going to let you know. Okay. Foreign nationals being allowed to leave Gaza. Not that many, but today, more than 300. Got to have a foreign passport. You get into Egypt. You cross the border. Now, I suspect that there are 6,000 foreign nationals in Gaza right now, 500 Americans. So they let a little more than 300 out today. That's going to take a while if they at that level. I expect this is money is involved with this. If you got some money, you can get out. But I could be wrong. But because I know the Middle East and I've been to many, many countries there, that's how it works. But I'm glad some of them are getting out. Columbia University. So we've been reporting on this Ivy League school, New York City, the most anti-Semitic school, I think, in the United States of America. So yesterday we told you that 172 professors signed a letter sticking up for Columbia students who are sympathetic with Hamas. So today it turns out that 371 professors sign another letter condemning that. Okay, this is what the letter says in part, quote, we feel sorry for all civilians who are killed or suffering in a war, including so many in Gaza. Yet whatever one thinks of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict or of Israeli policies, Hamas's genocidal massacre was an act of terror, cannot be justified, or its true purpose obscured with euphemisms and oblique references. We ask the entire university community to condemn the Hamas attack unambiguously. We doubt anyone would try to justify this sort of atrocity if it were directed against the residents of a nation other than Israel, unquote. So now you have a civil war on the campus of Columbia University. So would you go there? No. It used to be a very fine school. Destroyed. Cornell. So a kid, Patrick Dai, D-A-I, Jr., arrested by federal authorities for threatening Jews. He posted, bring an assault rifle to campus, shoot all you pig Jews. So now this kid is going to federal prison. He almost has to go to federal prison, probably about 2 years. So again, you do this, it's not campus police, New York City police, New York State police. It's the federal government. And by the way, I forgot to tell you this. You know that woman in Homeland Security who said Hamas is great? They have to fire her now. She will be fired now because we've exposed it. Well, this kid, his life pretty much ruined, right? Boy. Chicago, Illinois, insanity continues. So Midway Airport, if you've been to Chicago, that's a close-in airport. Guy gets off the plane. His name is Terrence Slaughter, 55 years old. Police got a tip. They find him with 62 pounds of cocaine. 2 pounds of cocaine. They arrest him. Okay? He just got out of prison serving 15 years for stealing 38 guns from a police sergeant home. He sold the guns to gang members. So he served 15, state prison, Illinois. Now he's in the cocaine business. So he goes, judge lets him out. Lets him out. And the judge says he has to show up for court, stay in Illinois, and stay away from Midway Airport. No home confinement, no ankle bracelet, by 62 pounds. Smart life. Okay, I told you yesterday we're going to save you money. It's important to do that. November 1st. Holidays ahead. Biggest time for spending in the year. Here's what I do, and maybe you want to emulate me. I take a piece of paper and a pen. I have a pen. I write down on that piece of paper, not in the smartphone, on the paper, the names of the people that I want to give gifts to. All of them. Put their names. Then I put down the likely gift. That could change, but the likely gift. Okay? And the amount of money, give or take, that's going to be. So I have a game plan about gift giving. Now, you make a list, you check it twice. You find out who's naughty and nice, right? Naughty people, they'll get a card. But the people who have helped you and done nice things for you this year, people you love, they should get gifts. So this is what we have done for you. The first thing is we have Bill O'Reilly Premium and Concierge Membership gift cards, a physical card that we will send to you, okay? So if anybody is interested in my analysis, and you would be surprised how many Americans don't even know what we're doing here yet, even after 6.5 years of fantastic success, they still don't even know. So you get the gift card, right? And it doesn't cost you much money. And you get a free book, Killing the Witches, or any of the other killing books, just for buying a gift card. You keep the book, or you give the book as a present to somebody else, or you give the gift card and the book if the person's, you know, special. Okay, that's number one. Easy gift card, free book. Number two, I put this together. All 13 killing books. You can buy at once, okay? If you do, that's 13 gifts, separate gifts, or 5 or 7, whatever you want it to be. Or you can keep all 13 in your library. All first editions, by the way, okay? We don't sell, these are all hardcover first editions. So if you want to have a legacy library of history, this is it. But if you buy that from us, okay, and you break it down, it becomes an amazing bargain. And plus you get the free live show that I did last Friday on Long Island. No one else will get this. We're not going to distribute that. You get it to see the 2-hour show, and you will like it. Now, we have posted 7 minutes of the show for concierge and premium members only. This is another perk for you guys. All right, I used a clip on Monday that everybody could see, but I'm giving you 7 on BillO'Reilly.com. Go there and just punch it on up. You guys have it. And then you can see if you want it. So all 13 killing books plus the 2-hour show. I think that's about the best bargain we can do. Now, throughout the season, we're going to have other specials, all of which are designed to save you money. If you follow our lead here. Now, some people hate me, so you can't do that. But we'll have Christmas ornaments. We have them now. Beautiful Christmas ornaments. We'll have Team Normal mugs. Is that? Then we got stand up for your country. You know, you don't have to like me. The products are made in America. They're fabulous. Hats, shirts, whatever it may be. But they're all designed to save you money. So I guarantee you'll save maybe 50% of what you would spend in a department store or someplace like that or on the internet. And you buy on the internet, you don't know what you're getting. Here, we guarantee our stuff. I can't tell you how many times I've ordered something on the internet and it comes as a piece of junk. Then you got to wrap it up, send it back. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's Smart Life, and I had to get that off my chest. This day in history, November 1st, 2018, 5 years ago, President Trump changed immigration policy, all right? It was getting out of control, so he changed the asylum rules that now if a migrant crossed the border outside of a port of entry and said, I want asylum, to go back to Mexico immediately and wait there until the asylum case was brought up. That was the Remain in Mexico policy. This happened 5 years ago. What did that do? Okay. 2 years later, 2020, 400,000 migrants were encountered. It drove the whole thing down. Trump never got any credit for it because the corrupt media is dishonest, won't report it. But you compare 400,000 last year of Trump, 2020, to what? 4 million a year now? Could be that high. And the narcotics and everything, oh my God. So I want to tell you that that happened 5 years ago today, Remain in Mexico policy. We got mail. We got a final thought. We'll be right back. All right, here is the mail. Sharon, we in the U.S. should be aware that there are hundreds of thousands of Muslims, maybe more, in our country right now, and more coming through the border every day. The dangers of Islam are here. No one's doing anything about it. Be tolerant, we are told. Tolerance hasn't gotten Israel anywhere, has it? Sharon, I have to disagree. Yes, we have hundreds of thousands of Muslims who are American citizens. And most of them are very fine people, okay? And you want to punish them? Persecute them? No, that would not be right. It's not what we stand for here. Dangers of Islam. Okay, there's a radical element there that's dangerous. But what do you want? We have freedom of religion here. You want to ban Islam? But we got to step back, all right? The things we can do, things we can't do. We are a country that's supposed to be fair. Karen Angelo, Augusta, Georgia, what happened to all the college students that needed safe spaces because they feel threatened by supporters of Donald Trump? These demonstrations in support of Hamas are making Jewish students feel very unsafe. Good point. Yeah, Trump was good, but now they can, Hamas, okay. Oh, Rich Stevens, San Diego. Bill, you said lots of people do not like either party. So doesn't that make RFK Jr. Have a good chance to win? No. There's no way RFK Jr. is going to win because his support is built on anti-vax. So maybe he'll get 10%, maybe, but he's not going to win. Nancy Brenfleck, Prescott, Arizona, as obnoxious as Kamala Harris is, I don't think it would be much different should she take over for Joe Biden. Well, I agree. Ms. Harris is going to do what she's told to do. She does not have the perspicacity, how about that for the word of the day, to run this country. It's obvious. Joyce Minogi, Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. My husband and I have been fans of yours, O'Reilly, going back to the Factor days. Love the no-spin news on the first, because it comes across as a conversation between you and your viewers. You know, Joyce is very perceptive. So I changed the format from what we did on the O'Reilly Factor, which was run and gun six segments a night and six guests, five or six guests, to one guest, possibly two on a big breaking day, and then me speaking to you. I don't use a teleprompter. There is no written script. This is all me, like you were in my living room, and we're discussing the issues of the day. That has worked fabulously. I didn't know whether it was going to work. I mean, in the beginning when we did this, I wore casual clothes. A lot of viewers said, no, we like the more formal presentation. And that's fine. No problem. But I've honed this thing now where my communicative abilities, God-given, are used in a less formal approach to you. Okay? And I'm glad you wrote, Joyce. Thank you. Marco Ramirez, Santa Clarita, California. I enjoyed reading Killing the Witches. I liked the Exorcist section. I liked it so much I couldn't stop reading it. My only complaint was after I read it, I couldn't sleep. It's pretty horrifying. The Exorcist, the real case. And we documented, Martin Dugard and I documented in a way that's, you can't challenge it. All right, we have the psychiatrists, the MDs, the eight Jesuit priests, the family members. They have it all. Killing the Witches, an enormous bestseller. We hope you pick it up. Okay, word of the day, do not be meretricious. I said perspicacious. That's a good thing. Meretricious is not. M-E-R-E-T-R-I-C-I-O-U-S. Don't be meretricious. Writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if we wish to opine. Back with a final thought about... Okay, here is the final thought of the day. According to Calm, the meditation app, I can just hear the wind chimes say Calm. Okay, 78% of Americans say that lack of sleep is affecting their mental health negatively. I believe it. Now, last night I woke up at 4:15 a.m. All right, I usually get up. The terror dog usually wakes me up about 7:30 because I stay up late sometimes. But anyway, 4:15 on, and I'm a little apprehensive. So number one, I don't get upset. Because if you lay in the bed with a comfortable pillow and blankets and you feel okay physically, just the rest position refreshes your body. Do you know that? You don't have to be out. You can just lay there and relax and get benefits. But I had a hard time going back to feet. So then I figured, well, what am I anxious about? I got a lot of stuff. But I couldn't really zero in on it. But then I said, you know what? Doesn't matter. I'm getting good rest here. And 2 minutes later, I was out. I accepted it. And you relax, and then you go. But if you're not sleeping, that can really make you cranky, I tell you that. That's my advice to you. Okay, tomorrow we're going to have a Cornell professor to explain why the anti-Semitism is running wild at that Ivy League school. Thank you for watching the No Spin News tonight and listening on our 300 radio stations. I'm Bill O'Reilly. We'll see you again tomorrow.